This is Neil Chayat looking at the law. It isn't often that banks are done in by the small print, but sometimes it happens. This case got started when Russell applied to a Wisconsin bank to finance the purchase of a brand new $680,000 Beaver Marquee motorhome. He explained he planned to buy it from the dealership he owned and needed a $400,000 loan. William, who worked for the bank, went out to the dealership, inspected the motorhome, and made sure the VIN on the certificate of origin matched the number on the vehicle. When Russell stopped making payments, the bank moved to repossess the motorhome only to discover that it never existed, that the entire transaction was a complete fraud, and it also turned out Russell used the same scheme to fleece banks out of millions of dollars. The bank asked its insurance company to cover its losses, but the company refused, stating the insurance policy only covers losses based on counterfeit documents, which are defined as a written imitation of an actual valid original, and since there was no valid original, the bank was left holding the bag. So, small print, big bank. Under the bus. This is Neil Chayat looking at the law.